Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the blessings of life. Lord, I worship you. I praise you, Father, and I thank you for this day. I thank you for all the wonderful things you do for us, and I'm so grateful. Now, Lord, as the word goes out, I ask you to reveal the word to us. I ask you to give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding from your word that we may walk wholly before you and do what you say. And we praise you and worship you and thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're continuing to talk about personal sin curses. What causes curses to come upon us? Now then, one of the things that will cause a curse to come upon you is that if you curse your rulers. Now this is laid out in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, and Exodus 22, 28. It clearly says there we are not to curse our rulers. No man is in office except God put him there. Whether we think he's good or bad, he gives us what we need at the time, depending upon our spiritual condition. Now, it's a shame that we get what we deserve. And, oh, when I think about what we've had in the past, or at least now, at this present time, we have a fairly decent president. And I am so grateful that God has raised up a man with some spiritual understanding about the Word of God. Now then, another one is refusal to forgive others after asking God to forgive you. Now, that's in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Now, when I got revelation on this verse years ago, I was able to get a person that's in a hospital healed that was on their deathbeds. When men or women, and most of the cases with me, it has been men, when men are on their deathbed because they're there because of a curse that's come upon them, because they have a grudge or an unforgiveness towards someone, and it may be a mother or a child or whatever, but if you're not willing to forgive that person and walk in love, then God will not forgive you, and he will clearly turn you over to the tormenting spirits, and he will send Satan and his hosts against you, and there is nobody can cast those demons out of you. They are there by divine appointment from God, and they will not leave. Now, that's amazing, but that's clearly laid out. So, if you refuse to forgive others after asking God to forgive you of your sins, he will not forgive you. It's amazing what causes these things to happen. Another thing is child sacrifices. People say nobody would sacrifice a child today. Well, let me tell you, abortion, Deuteronomy 18:10 and Leviticus 18:21, they both talk about abortion or sacrificing a child. Now then, anybody that's involved in child sacrifices, and I do not understand how any human being that has any knowledge at all can see what they do in abortion and how they kill that little baby and then tear him apart in pieces and throw him away. I can't imagine any human being doing that, but we're doing it at the tune of 4,000 plus a day in America. So America is under a curse from God. That's why all these devastating things that happen, that's why these tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, and everything else comes to our nation, is because this nation is under a curse because of its disobedience to God. Now then, disobedience against any of the Lord's commandments, Deuteronomy 11, 28, and then some other places in here. But when you are disobedient against any of the Lord's commandments, any of them, when you break his commandments, it puts you under a curse. Now then, there is yet another way to tell if you're under a curse. If you're not living under the blessings, then you're under a curse. When you read Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, you'll see what all the blessings are. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, it starts out saying, if you will be obedient and do all that I say in my word, then all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And then again, about the middle of that, about verse 6 or 7, he says again, if you will be obedient and do what I say. And then in verse 14, again, he's talking about, if you will be obedient and do everything I tell you to do in my word, then all these blessings shall come upon you and your children. That's unfortunate that we do not believe this book. He only gives us the first 14 verses in Deuteronomy 28 to tell us what the blessings are. But my goodness, that's a tremendous overview of all of the first 26 or 28 chapters of Genesis, where he kept telling Abraham what to do and the blessings he'd bring upon him if he'd just go into the country and do what the Lord told him to do. Well, here we are. He has told us again what to do and what not to do. Now then, some of these accursed things, we talked just a little bit about accursed things, but we're going to talk about those a little more. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 and 26, he said, the graven images of their God shall you burn with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto you, lest you be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Now all the commandments which I command you this day should you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Now then, let's look at some scriptures that confirms this. If you go to Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 through 26, you'll see the story there about Joshua and Achan. You will see clearly that the Lord told Joshua to tell nobody to take a single thing out of Jericho, because everything was accursed things. So no one was to bring any silver, any gold, any clothes, anything. They're not to bring anything. Well, Joshua had told everybody what to do, but they didn't believe him. So when they get over there, Achan decided, when he saw these beautiful garments and the gold and the silver, that nobody would know. He would just take a few of them, take them home with him, and put them in his tent, dig a hole under his tent, and cover them up so nobody would ever know. But God did know, and the devil knew. And so the devil was accusing him, I'm sure, and of course the Lord was too. And so whenever the next day, when they went over to Ai, they sent a little group of soldiers and over 30 men. Now these were innocent men. These men did not sin in the last battle. They were faithful and true, but 35 of those men lost their lives in that little ordeal. So that goes to show you that whenever people sin, personal sin curses has a tremendous impact on them. But it also had a tremendous impact on his family. Because when you go back and read the Word of God, you'll find out that when Achan was found out, and the Lord, of course, always knows everything, he was killed, he was stoned, his wife was stoned, his children were stoned, all of his animals were stoned, and then they were all burned with fire. So, to rid evil from among them. So, it's amazing how that our personal sin curses can have such a tremendous impact on those people around us. So we need to make sure that we do everything we can to walk holy before God. Now in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12, the tithe belongs to the Lord. And if you keep it, you're a thief and you will be cursed. Now then, I realize that the church today does not believe that God expects us to be tithers. It's obvious they don't believe that, because I have never been in a church, myself personally, that I thought more than 20 or 25% of the people there tithe. Very few people in church really give God 10%. But if they read the Word and they believe what this book says, they would always give Him at least 10% of every dollar that they made. Again, keeping the tithe is the only place in all of God's Word that I've ever read where it says you will be cursed with a curse. So you must, if you want to be blessed, give God what is for His in the financial realm. Now then, there's other things that are accursed things, like pictures, jewelry, artifacts from Indians, from foreign countries. Almost anything that does not bring glory and honor to God will put you under a curse. So folks, be very careful. You have to get rid of this stuff. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and 5, He says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Isn't that awesome? That if we take these things and we will make gods out of them, pictures, jewelry, artifacts, all kinds of things, we will be putting these things before God, and a curse will come upon us. So, folks, whatever you do, do your best to walk with God and be obedient to His Word. I mean, I realize there's an enemy out there, and he's doing everything he can to get us to break as many of these rules as he possibly can so he can have legal claim to us. But seek God and do your best to walk in obedience to His Word. And we come to the end of another week. I'd like to invite you to call me for complete teachings. I'd be happy to send you audio and video tapes and or CDs of these teachings. Our number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church. We are at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We also have a healing school the second Saturday of every month from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. We will teach you how to walk in divine health. Praise the King.